Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, July 15th. Some of my South Carolina family is here this week, so I'm so excited to welcome them to Alabama. It is Wednesday, but it's not exactly a one-take Wednesday. Wink, wink. We have a lot of good scripture to cover today. We've had lengthier passages recently, but there's so much good here for us to discuss. First, we'll talk about the manna and the quail that were provided by the Lord. Then we'll go over to the Psalms. Today, we're in Psalm 4, which is a psalm of lament. And it's also a psalm which redirects us back to the Lord who is faithful and trustworthy. In Exodus 16, we'll read verses 1 through 12 and then move over to verses 31 through 36. The entire Israelite community departed from Elim and came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai. On the 15th day of the second month, after they had left the land of Egypt, the entire Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, when we sat by pots of meat and ate the bread we wanted. Instead, you brought us into the wilderness to make this whole assembly die of hunger." Let me just stop there and say, just in chapter 15, we didn't read this, but they went to a place where there were like 12 springs and oases. And I think I can identify with the Israelites because I quickly forget God's past provision. Verse 4. Then the Lord said to Moses, "I'm going to rain bread from heaven for you. The people are going to go out each day and gather enough for the day. This day I will test them to see whether or not they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather on other days." So Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, "This evening you will know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning, you will see the Lord's glory because he has heard your complaint against him. For who are we that you complain about us?" Moses continued, "The Lord will give you meat to eat this evening and all the bread you want in the morning. For he has heard the complaints that you're raising against him. Who are we? Your complaints are not against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses told Aaron, "Say to the entire Israelite community, 'Come before the Lord, for he has heard your complaint.'" As Aaron was speaking to the entire Israelite community, they turned toward the wilderness, and there was a cloud, and the Lord's glory appeared. The Lord spoke to Moses, "I have heard the complaints of the Israelites. Tell them, at twilight, you will eat meat, and in the morning, you will eat bread until you are full. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God." I'm going to go ahead and read verse 13. "So at evening, quail came and covered the camp. In the morning, there was a layer of dew all around the camp. And when the layer of dew evaporated, there were fine flakes on the desert surface, as fine as frost on the ground." And when the Israelites saw it, they asked one another, "What is it?" Because they didn't know what it was. Now I'm going to move over to verse 21. No, that's not right. I'm going to move over to verse 31. "The house of Israel named the substance manna. It resembled coriander seed, was white, and tasted like wafers made with honey. Moses said, 'This is what the Lord has commanded. 2 quarts of it are to be preserved throughout your generations, so that they may see the bread I fed you in the wilderness when I brought you out of the land of Egypt. Moses told Aaron, take a container and put 2 quarts of manna in it. Then place it before the Lord to be preserved throughout your generations. As the Lord commanded Moses, Aaron placed it before the testimony to be preserved. The Israelites ate manna for 40 years until they came to an inhabited land. They ate manna until they reached the border of the land of Canaan. They used a measure called an omer, which held 2 quarts. The question, what is it, became the name of the flaky substance that God rained down. It is called manna, which means, what is it? Just some notes about the manna. God provided equally for each person. They were instructed not to stockpile it because God didn't want them making a profit off of this provision. And if you tried to stockpile it, the scripture says that it stank and it rotted, except on the day before the Sabbath, they were able to get double portion and it did not rot. What an amazing provision of the Lord. Manna was an exercise in trust, and it's called here a test of the people. Would they do what God told them to do? The study Bible that I'm reading through this week, the CSB Women's Study Bible, says this: collecting manna trained the people in a new rhythm of work and rest, and it encouraged obedience to God's command and trust in His provision. Okay, let's move on over to the Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 4. In my Bible, the title is A Night Prayer. It's a Psalm of David. And remember, yesterday's Psalm is about how David had fled from his son Absalom. He was on the run. This is also a lament, but this lament ends with trust in God. Verse 8 leaves us with David, who is at peace because he has recounted who God is in his mind and that he can trust God. Verse 1, answer me when I call, God who vindicates me. You freed me from affliction. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. How long, exalted ones, will my honor be insulted? How long will you love what is worthless and pursue a lie? Know that the Lord has set apart the faithful for himself. The Lord will hear when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Reflect in your heart while on your bed and be silent. Offer sacrifices in righteousness and trust in the Lord. Many are asking, who can show us anything good? Let the light of your face shine on us, Lord. You have put more joy in our heart than they have when their grain and new wine abound. I will both lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, Lord, make me live in safety. Hey, thanks for listening along as we read God's Word together. I read in Mornings and Evenings by Charles Spurgeon from day 26 in the morning an excerpt about trusting God. And he talked about how when we care about something, even a legitimate thing, if we carry it to excess, it has in it the nature of sin. We have to avoid anxious care. And the Lord again and again reiterates this. When we become anxious about something, it's as if we are imagining that we are wiser than God and we put ourselves in His place and not trust in what He has undertaken to do for us. I see this in Exodus where the people of God see the provision of manna and they want more. So they take more. They think, oh, I'm just going to stockpile this. And God says, no, no, no. This is an exercise in trust. The extra that you have taken will rot. I'm going to quote from Charles Spurgeon here. He says, anxiety makes us doubt God's loving kindness, and thus our love to Him grows cold. We feel mistrust and thus grieve the Spirit of God, so that our prayers become hindered, our consistent example marred, and our life one of self-seeking. Thus, want of confidence or lack of confidence in God leads us to wander far from Him. But if through simple faith in His promise, we cast each burden as it comes upon Him and are careful for nothing, because He undertakes to care for us, it will keep us close to Him and strengthen us against much temptation. As the word says, you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is stayed on thee, because you trust in him. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for the provision of manna, and thank you for the provision in our lives. Help us to trust in you. We're reminded in the psalm that you are the one that helps us to lie down in peace. May we entrust every anxious care to you today. And now I send you out with Dr. Hull's blessing. May Christ go before you to prepare a way of service. Christ go behind you to gather up the efforts that you have given for His glory. Christ go beside you as leader and guide. Christ go within you as comfort and stay. Christ go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms, and Christ go above you to reign as Lord Supreme. Amen.